Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello to all our DFM and 3O listeners.
Avec Véronica.
Who regularly tune in to this chronique of culture, which we call Hicksville, which isn't a place, it's an attitude of mind, far-reaching or very local. So on the eve of Christmas 2025, I'm looking at life from both sides now, or even everywhere and nowhere, to quote a couple of composers. Coming to you today from Berlin, where street decorations come nowhere near to the excesses of London or Paris. Berlin is just too cool for such things. Who needs a reception desk at a hotel when five tablets will do? En route, we stopped in Cologne, famous for its Gothic-inspired cathedral. Goodbye to those little coin slots where you could put your €1 to light a candle. Now, God and his minions have embraced the modern world, and it's €5 minimum to pay with one tap of your card for the upkeep of the building. And yes, you can light a couple of votive candles if you so wish. So many souls lost to us this year, public and private. Not a happy time for those who are facing Christmas without them. We dined at a famous place called Bei Oma Killingmann, a rosy-cheeked woman with blonde hair piled high on her head in her day, who started a place serving schnitzel, the finest outside Austria. It's so famous you have to book 1 month in advance, which we didn't do, but we sat for 45 minutes perching on the end of a bench. In Paris, where FLOF, aka Madame Macron, has just got herself embroiled in yet another cause célèbre, after Christmas I'm heading for that new exhibition Dynastic Jewels at the Hôtel de la Marine, running till April the 6th, showcasing beautiful pieces from European royalty, Catherine the Great, Queen Victoria, Josephine Bonaparte, from the Altani Collection and London's Victoria and Albert Museum. Many pieces on loan to France for the first time, minus, of course, the few bits of priceless bling which those thieves cherry-picked from the Louvre last month. 100 years of Art Deco is still on at the Musée des Arts Décoratifs, and another fashion blast, this is a creative endeavour between Azzedine Alaïa and Christian Dior, that's at 1 Rue de la Verrerie. And there's also a look at the life and times of Bert Weil, who was a gallery owner who exhibited over 300 artists, from Pablo Picasso to Modigliani, Matisse and Suzanne Valadon, between 1901 to 1940. Located at 4 different addresses in Paris, her gallery was closed in 1940 under Nazi occupation. Lastly, in London, if you go underneath the arches of London Bridge, a new immersive exhibition of 450 designs by the late great Gianni Versace, who put the boy into flamboyant. Ritzy, glitzy, not exactly elegant, but very top quality. Nothing like those cheap and cheerful shine makers who've just opened a branch in Paris. Zut alors, more uproar. Looking at our little corner in the Gers, it's mostly been said and done before Christmas. But if you happen to be free tonight, the new sci-fi film from Yorgos Lanthimos, who's teamed up with his dream team of Emma Stone and Jesse Plemons, not for children, I don't think. But there will be, from the 27th onwards, at least 5 family films on a screen near you, including Zoopolis No. 2. There's also a bus tour of creche visiting, 6 villages to see how they tell the story of Jesus. That costs €38, and there will be food included, and it leaves from Lectour. And also the Mademoiselles are back at Mas d'Auvignon on the 27th, singing songs from the 1930s to the 1950s. But in the meantime, may I wish all our listeners a peaceful and happy Christmas, with our thoughts for those for whom it might not be so great. We wish you all courage and fortitude, and better things to look forward to.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
À la prochaine.
www.dfm930.com